In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our reading from the Old Testament begins with this sentence: "The Lord appeared to Abraham by the oaks of Mamre, as he sat at the entrance of his tent in the heat of the day." I don't know about any of you, but this simple sentence creates a very vivid image for me in my mind's eye. I can easily see those oak trees, the shade that they cast around them, the green light that passes through the leaves, the sound of the wind in the branches, the cool feeling of relief the shade gives from the heat. If I stop and close my eye, I can not only see it all, but feel it all. The sun, the wind, the shade, the sound of the canvas tent rustling. It is a peaceful scene, an idyllic scene. It is no wonder that in that peacefulness, that calmness, God comes to Abraham. It actually reminds me a great deal of our front lawn here at the church. I oftentimes during the week will go out and enjoy the grounds. I'll enjoy the shade of the trees, the feel of the warm sun, the refreshment of a cool breeze. It is remarkable how much of an impact a space like ours can have on you. What an impact stopping the busyness of the day's activities, all the emails and text messages and phone calls, and having a few moments of calmness can have, of peacefulness, of listening to the world around you, listening for the presence of the Lord. I'm sure if you all stopped and thought about it, you could think about those places in your life that you find respite from the busyness of the day, where you find quietness, peacefulness. Maybe like me, you find it in the front lawn here. Maybe you have a place in your own garden. Perhaps on your daily commute, you turn off the radio and enjoy the silence. Maybe you've had one of those moments in your life when you're traveling and you come to a new place, a new environment, and are struck by its beauty, a place that forces you to stop and take it all in. You don't even take a picture at first. You are so mesmerized by the natural wonder. These places, these moments are important. They are important for our well-being, our mental health, our emotional health. They are important for the well-being of our souls. I find if I do not take these moments, my head becomes cluttered. My heart becomes weighed down. My soul becomes shrouded. There is a building up of worries, problems to deal with. They all become log jammed, burdening me down. I also find that my sense of God's presence becomes more distant, more remote from me. I'm not able to feel it as strongly. I'm not able to discern God's call. And that is important because God is continually seeking us out. God is continually calling us. In our gospel reading for today, Jesus tells his disciples that he is sending them out into the world to partake in his ministry, a ministry born from his compassion for the world. They are to teach the gospel, to heal people's souls, to build God's kingdom here on earth, inviting all people to know the one true living God. That call is no different for us today. It is what we as Christians are charged to do, to be disciples by living out our faith in our lives, to invite others to know the wonders we have experienced. Jesus does not sugarcoat this. He warns of the difficulties his disciples will face. He warns of the hardships and persecution that they will come across because of his name. but in these endeavors, we are never alone. We are part of a community of faith, a great assembled living body. We have Christ standing by our side, carrying our burdens with us. I think to really hear this call, to see where God is pointing us, we must find the times and the places in our lives where we feel God's presence. Because in the presence of God, we begin to know and to understand who we are, what we are. His beloved children, made in the image of God. So loved that a son was given to live a fully human life, to die a human death, a life of love lived for the world, a life given so that we would know just how loved we are, a life so strong, so powerful that it defeated death and delivered a message not of condemnation, but a message of hope. I truly believe that in the presence of the Lord, these are the truths that we begin to know and to understand, to know our true value to God, to understand how worthy we are to God. And when we come to know this, we can then live lives in response to it, lifting our voices in praise and thanksgiving, striving to deliver this same knowledge, this same power to others. So, seek out the oak trees in your life. Sit in their shade. Find relief from the heat of the day. Stop and look at the beauty. Stop and listen to the silence. I think you will start to see the wonders of God's creation all around you. I think you will start to hear God's call to you. That still, quiet voice, reminding you that you are loved, reminding you that through Jesus Christ you have been redeemed, you have been saved, imploring you to share these gifts with the world. Find your sanctuary, your place of peace. A life lived in the presence of God is a life unburdened. A life lived in response to God's call is a life lived to its fullest. Amen.